This is a CJSON podcast. My name is Judith Heide and I'm a PhD student working at the University Medical Center Groningen, the Netherlands. Our study introduces the urine to plasma urea ratio as novel biomarker to predict disease progression of patients with autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease. Autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease, or ADPKD, is characterized by progressive kidney function loss due to ongoing development and growth of cysts that compress normal kidney tissue. Of these patients, 70% develop kidney failure and require kidney replacement therapy at a mean age of 58 years. At present, determining which patients are at risk to develop kidney failure is done by assessment of various clinical parameters, most importantly, estimated glomerular filtration rate, total kidney volume, and type of mutation causing ADPKD. However, especially in the early stages of ADPKD, when GFR has not yet declined and total kidney volume not severely increased, prediction is challenging. Although at that point, cyst formation has already led to changes in the medullary architecture, resulting in a lower maximal concentrating capacity. First, our study demonstrates that the maximal urine concentrating capacity, measured by a prolonged water deprivation test, can indeed predict future kidney function decline in patients with ADPKD. Unfortunately, these water deprivation tests are time-consuming and require great effort from the participants, and are therefore not easily implemented into everyday clinical practice. Therefore, a reliable surrogate marker could be of value. Our data indicate that the ratio between the concentration of urea in an early morning fasting urine spot sample and plasma urea can be a useful marker of progression. This can be explained by reflecting upon the central role of urea in the process of forming concentrated urine. Urea cycling within the kidney is pivotal for building the osmolar gradient necessary to draw fluids from the lumen of the tubules to the interstitial tissue. We found the urine to plasma urea ratio to be associated with kidney function decline in a cohort of 583 ADPKD patients who were followed for a median of 4 years. For every 10 units lower urine to plasma urea ratio, the adjusted odds ratio of rapidly progressive disease, defined as a decline of 3 ml per minute per 1.73 meters squared or faster per year, was 1.35. Thus, urine to plasma urea ratio holds promise to be an easy-to-measure novel marker for disease progression in ADPKD patients, in addition to other more laborious risk markers.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.